introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. We're standing in grace. And we exult in hope. What? Of the glory of God. I will see the glory of God here. That's hope. The contrary to everything I see, I will see the glory of God here. That we will exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, we also exult in our tribulation. Why? Because I'm going to see the glory of God here. We'll even exult what? In hope. We'll exult in the glory of God even when I'm walking through tribulation. We will see the glory of God here. That's what that verse means. That though we have, through introduction is grace which we stand, we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, it's more than that, we exult, what? In hope. In our tribulation. What's the hope? That I'll see the glory of God. Even when I'm walking through tribulation, I'm hoping, I'm standing, I have confident expectation I will see the glory of God. Knowing that our perseverance brings about, our tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, more hope. As I see God come through, I see His glory, more hope, and hope does not disappoint. Why? Because the love of God has been poured out through our hearts through the Holy Spirit who is given to us. What does that mean? It means what you would think it means. It means what it would mean if you were saying that to your kid and they're going through something and you're saying to them, trust me. I know what you're walking through, but trust me. You're going to see good stuff come out of this. Trust me. You can trust me because I love you. You with me? I don't want to do the math lesson. Trust me. Trust me. I love you, and you will see good things come out of this. Trust me, because I love you. That's what he's saying here. I can exult in the hope that I'll see the glory of God even through tribulation because he loves me. Okay? And when you come out of that and see that, it'll change your character. It'll also build a faith that has muscle. It'll be easier to persevere the next time in this fallen world you walk through something. This is 1 Peter 3:1-7 about hope. It says, celebrate with praises the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Passion Translation again. I just like what it says. Who has shown us his extravagant mercy. For his fountain of mercy has given us a new life. We are reborn to experience a living, energetic hope because we're in union with the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We are reborn into a perfect inheritance that can never perish, never be defiled, never diminish. It is promised and preserved forever in the heavenly realm for you. Through our faith, the mighty power of God constantly guards us until our full salvation one day is ready to be revealed in the last time. May the thought of this cause you to jump for joy, even though lately you had to put up with the grief of many trials. But these only reveal the sterling core of your faith, which is far more valuable than gold that perishes, for even gold is refined by fire, and your authentic faith, which flows out of a living hope, will result in even more praise, glory, and honor when Jesus, the Anointed One, is revealed. Hope now that I'll see the glory of God, and hope one day that I'll see even fuller manifestation the glory of God. Well, I was thinking we'd get to the sword of the Spirit. But we'll get to the sword of the Spirit next week, and then we'll also talk about the prayer thing again. When he talks about the sword of the Spirit, he talks about this, the word rhema, not logos. So it's the word spoken. And it's the word of the Lord. Not the word of the Lord, but the word of the Lord. So when you, this armor is the full armor. So there, all these pieces are dynamically connected. So when you think about the belt of truth, you think about the shield of faith, and then you talk about the word of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit, which is like this amazing offensive weapon, though the shield was too, they would do like this, hit and hit. Basically saying, see what God sees, believe what God believes, and then say what God says. Okay? Well, we'll look at it next week. And here's, you know what I, here what I know is this. All these things are really not relevant unless you really believe that the spiritual battle in your own life or the spiritual battle in our city is really a spiritual battle. The battle going on in your life, those things that you're dealing with, is a spiritual battle. What Selma's going through is a spiritual battle. God has a destiny for you, a predestiny, to be conformed to the image of Christ. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You see, Selma's in Christ. He reconciled the whole world to himself, and so he wants to bless. He wants Selma to own that. And so, so it's all these things, even in your own personal life, can seem so impractical unless you understand these are, everything is about a spiritual battle. Even we, I know we live a practical life, but it's the dispositions, the attitudes, the stuff that goes on. Those are spiritual battles, and that and only when, like, when we're trusting the Lord, can we walk that out. Because faith doesn't make sense unless you understand it's a spiritual battle. But I believe God's looking for persons and people who are so daring to live, abide in Christ, and to deal with situations in spirit. Because this is what he says about prayer, when he says, I read to you earlier, through all prayer and supplication, praying in every season in spirit. That's the word literally. It's not in the spirit, but in spirit. If you're not only in dealing with things in spirit can we really steward the supernatural. Only then can we create a platform for God to do the things he wants to do. Surprise us with his constant interventions and manifestation of his glory and goodness. He's looking for a people who would dare to live like that. The world may call you foolish. Father, I just pray that you would cause your word to go deep into our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.